Good afternoon to all of you, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg, and we're gathered here today to remember and celebrate the life of Robert Sensmeyer, who was a beloved brother and uncle and a friend to so many, and certainly a beloved and remembered member of this community for a number of years until he moved away. And so there are many people in our congregation who remember him fondly, and so I bring you greetings and condolences on behalf of all of us here at Trinity Lutheran Church and School. As Christians, when we gather together for a memorial service like this, a celebration of life, you know, we are mourning, but we don't mourn like those who have no hope. We, as Christians, know that we will see Bobby again. We look forward to the day when we are all reunited with our loved ones in heaven. And so that's why we get to celebrate today, and that's going to be the theme of our service. Hopefully you've all received your bulletin. It's this teal-colored bulletin. There were some on the table as you came in. We're going to have a simple liturgy today, so everything that you'll need, you'll just have here in the bulletin. You just follow along as we go. And even the songs, we don't have an organist today, so we're just going to be listening to some music that the family chose. And our first opening song is Amazing Grace. If you know the words, you can sing along. Otherwise, feel free to listen. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Robert was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We'll continue our service now by reciting the 33rd Psalm responsively. I'll say the pastor parts, and you can respond with the people parts. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing to him a new song. For the word of the Lord is upright. He loves righteousness and justice. The Lord looks down from heaven, from where he sits enthroned, he looks out. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, that he may deliver their soul from death. Our soul waits for the Lord, for our heart is glad in him. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Robert and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. Our Old Testament reading today is the 23rd Psalm, beginning with verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our second reading today, we have a passage from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, beginning with verse 12. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia! Alleluia! Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 10, beginning with verse 26. Jesus said, "So have no fear of your enemies, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now, having heard God's word, we'll join together in speaking the words of our Christian faith, words that Bobby shared many times with us, the words of the Apostles' Creed. We confess together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated. This next song that we're going to hear is a little bit more upbeat. I think Bobby would have liked this. I'll Fly Away.
Life is over, I'll fly away.
To the family and friends of Robert Sensmeyer, those of you who are gathered here today to celebrate his life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, especially all of you in the Sensmeyer family, those of you who are the people that Bobby loved so much. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me just say right off the bat that throughout my life and my ministry, I've had a lot of opportunities to visit with a lot of different people, to meet lots of people, to pray with lots of people, get to know people in all different kinds of situations of life, in all different kinds of circumstances. And I can say pretty much with 100% certainty that no matter how much longer I am on this planet, I will never, ever have a chance to meet somebody quite like Bobby. Because there is no one else quite like Bobby. He was first introduced to me as Uncle Bobby by Angie and Chad and their family, so I kind of got to know him that way. I know a number of people call him different things. I call him Bobby. And, you know, it's true. He was a very unique individual, one of the most unique individuals on this entire planet. Just the way he talked and the way he thought and the way he joked around and the jokes that he would make and the faces he would make as he was telling you those jokes. I mean, it was just everything about him was very unique. I'm saying that not just because I know you're supposed to say nice things about a person at a service like this when they pass away. I'm saying it because it's literally true. I mean, he was one of a kind. One of one, Bobby Sensmeyer was. I'm guessing a number of you have had an opportunity at this point to read the obituary, and if you haven't yet, it is also printed for you in the bulletin today. And I think the obituary does a wonderful job of explaining who Bobby was to a T. And I don't know that I've ever said this about an obituary before, but I have a favorite word in this obituary. My favorite word tucked away in the middle of that obituary is the word quirky. I don't think I've ever seen that word used in an obituary before, but it is so fitting, isn't it? That is the perfect word to describe who Bobby was. Quirky. It's like, imagine you were me just a little while ago, a few weeks ago, Pastor Wallenberg, going to visit Bobby at the nursing home in Salem for the first time. And I don't know that nursing home very well. We haven't had any other members that have gone there, so I wasn't really familiar with it. I'm just kind of like walking around trying to figure out how the place is laid out, which hallway to go down. Found the room number, and then I found my way to that door, and I still wasn't sure I was in the right place. So just kind of peek in and see, and what do my eyes behold? It's Bobby on his recliner with his blanket over his head. And I couldn't help but just burst out laughing. It looked so funny to me. I mean, it looked like he was hiding from his mom and dad as a little kid or something, or he was pretending to be a ghost or something. It just made me laugh. It brought a smile to my face. And I think he just had this way of being funny and goofy, even when he wasn't necessarily trying to be funny or goofy. It's just kind of how he was. He just did things his way. He was a free bird. For sure. And just like we got to hear Kenny Rogers sing in that last song, we know now he is freer than he has ever been now in heaven, because he has gotten to fly away up where we will all join him someday. We're thankful for that, even though it is hard for us to consider that maybe we would have wanted more than just 66 years with him here on earth. What a blessing it is to know that his soul is no longer grounded here, in this life, in this world, with all of its problems, all of its brokenness, all of the suffering. the valley of the shadow of death. We heard that phrase in Psalm 23 just a moment ago. Instead, what a blessing it is, truly, that the Lord in His infinite wisdom decided almost exactly 3 weeks ago to take Bobby to Himself in heaven, to truly set him free so that now he is able to enjoy his life even more right now than he even clearly enjoyed it here on earth. And he did enjoy his life here on earth. So if you can even imagine him having more joy now, that's what he's experiencing. We have to say today, that is a blessing. So Bobby got to live in a unique way, and he got to fly away from here in a unique way. But what's not very unique is the feelings that we end up having on a day like today, right? Those of us who are left here, we have that all too familiar mixture of joy and sorrow and celebration, but also mourning. It's one of those feelings that the longer we live here in this world, the more often we end up feeling that feeling. We know that when a Christian passes from this life into the next, that is a reason to rejoice. That we do have hope. Our faith tells us we will see all of our loved ones in heaven again. That is a wonderful thing. But there's also, on the other hand, a part of us that wishes that we didn't have to say goodbye. That we could have our loved ones here with us all the time. And there's a number of people who have expressed to me over the last few weeks that they already miss Bobby quite a bit. I mean, he had a lot of friends. And one of the things that he was really good at was keeping up with his friends. Like paying attention to what was going on in their lives and communicating with them. Showing other people how much that he cared about them. Putting smiles on their faces. I got to witness that even with people that he didn't know very well. When I would go to see him in the hospital or the nursing home, just the way that he would interact with the nurses and the other staff that were in the room. The way he would light up their day just for a moment. Who knows? They might have been in the middle of a stressful shift or whatever was going on, and he wanted to show that he cared for them, just as they were in the middle of caring for him physically. That's really an amazing thing. And yeah, sometimes it would come out in quirky and downright confusing ways. And sometimes he would say something that would make you just go, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Even in those moments when you didn't quite know what in the world he was thinking, you still always knew what he was feeling. Because he was feeling love for his friends, for his family, and most importantly, love for his Lord. He loved the Lord so And we have some great words to consider from our gospel reading that we just heard from Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 10. And I think these words help us to understand how the source of that kind of love and care for others is Jesus himself, just based on what you see Jesus saying and doing in this very passage. I want to give you a little bit of background information on this. This whole passage comes from a time when Jesus was sending his disciples out to go into all different kinds of towns and villages. And Jesus knew as he was sending his disciples out that they were going to face opposition in many of the places that they were going to go. So Jesus is essentially here giving these guys a pep talk because he knows that what they're about to experience is going to be stressful. There are going to be stressful days. So, the illustration that Jesus uses here, starting in verse 29, to help them understand how much they mean to the Lord, is a really great one. It's very down to earth. He talks about birds. Specifically, he talks about sparrows. Jesus basically says to them, look, sparrows aren't worth very much in this world. He says you can buy 2 sparrows for a penny. Pretty cheap, right? But look at how close close attention God pays to the sparrows. Look at what God does for the sparrows. The sparrows are given the ability to fly because of God, and not only that, He pays attention when any one of them falls from the sky. He knows what's going on with every single little sparrow. These little worthless sparrows, from our perspective, God is paying attention to them all. So if God is going to show that kind of care for something that seems so small and so insignificant, well, Jesus says it best in verse 31, "Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows." And I love that. I love that for a couple of reasons. First of all, it helps us to kind of continue with this bird theme that we've got going on here today, because we talk about Bobby being a free bird, flying away, right? But also, when you hear Jesus talk like this, it helps us, it comforts us, because it shows us just how much our Heavenly Father cares for us. How He cares for us maybe even more than we realize sometimes. It means that He cares for people like Bobby. I think Bobby would have laughed at the idea that I might compare him to a sparrow. But you know, what I mean by that is that from the world's perspective, nobody would have said that Bobby was a very, you know, important celebrity, powerful kind of person. He wasn't rich. He wasn't that influential in this world. He's a simple guy who liked to hunt and fish, and he liked to play music, and he liked to sing, and he liked to hang out with his dog, Rosie, right? These are the simple things that he enjoyed. But the Lord was watching over every single one of those things and caring for him through all of those experiences, good experiences and bad experiences and everything in between. From the moment that the Lord first brought him to the waters of holy baptism and claimed him as his own, He promised that He would never leave him and never forsake him. And even toward the end of his life, when he had his stroke and he wasn't able to communicate anymore, you could still see how God was caring for him by surrounding him with all kinds of people who came to show their love and their care. It was God caring for Bobby through all of those folks at his bedside. And Bobby knew that too. He knew where these blessings came from, and he knew that Jesus had said to him, "Fear not." And so he listened. The last time I saw Bobby, he was not afraid to die. He knew where he was heading. All he needed was for the Lord to give him that opportunity to fly away and set him free. Some of you in the Sensmeyer family might be wondering how the family dynamics are going to change now that Bobby's not here with us anymore. It's going to be kind of a strange feeling, I think, when you get together for your family gatherings and you have that empty spot. And maybe, just maybe, you might miss every once in a while having that moment, that puzzling moment where Bobby says something that only makes sense to him. But this separation is only temporary. We're all going to be flying up high with him someday. The Lord has gone to prepare a place for us too. All of us who believe and trust that our righteousness doesn't depend upon us, it doesn't come from within us, it comes from the one whose earthly life showed us what true freedom really, really looks like. Our Lord Jesus Christ is actually the one who's the most unique, and His uniqueness is what has led to our salvation. Jesus is the only one who is both God and man at the same time. Jesus is the only one who is able to take our place as our substitute for our sins on the cross. He's the only one who is able to destroy death with His own death and resurrection. Jesus is one of a kind. Jesus is one of one. Now, I'm not sure if it'd be right to refer to the Lord of heaven and earth as quirky. But similar to Bobby, Jesus also thought like no one else. Jesus also spoke like no one else. There's only one Jesus. Thanks be to God that on a day like this, when we're in a sanctuary, we're looking up here at an urn, we're already missing Bobby terribly, and yet we have this hope and joy within us that today is not the final answer, that death really has been defeated, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes on the last day. So, until that day comes, by faith we live in confidence. We can mourn, but like I said before, we mourn in hope. We don't have to hide under a blanket or anything like that. We can hold our heads high. We can be ready to fly our way ourselves someday, because ultimately we know that we are always under our Father's care. We are always in His hand. In His most holy and precious name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Robert Sensmeyer and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Robert and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. The congregation may be seated. We have one more song that we'll hear, Go Rest High on That Mountain. And then following the conclusion of the service in here, you are all invited to join us over in the School Activity Center where a luncheon has been prepared. And so we'll hear that last song.
Thank you.
Well, just a little quirky, right? Okay, go in peace and joy. Thanks be to God.